Coming up to 19-8, Four Corners last night and a revelation. The Department of Defence admitted it should have warned residents about, well, all of us, about a chemical contamination scandal 3 years earlier than it did. And it says the cost to taxpayers to clean up the problem nationwide will run into the hundreds of millions of dollars. I think it was a deputy defence secretary admitted that up to now, I think they've spent about there's $100 million that's either been spent or committed to be spent, and a lot more. With more on that, joining me now is Fullerton Cove residents action spokesperson Lindsay Cloud, who was involved in the program. Lindsay's on the line. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning, Richard.
You're surprised that Defence have actually admitted that they should have fessed up about this at least 3 years earlier than they did?
No, not at all. We need to be clear. The only reason that they made that admission was that they were forced into it. The documents, the research and the documents that Four Corners had discovered in their work had put the question unanswerable to them that they could hide from it. They had to admit it.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, what was your involvement in the program last night? When did this begin? When did their research begin for the ABC Four Corners program?
Well, the research was probably a month ago. They were here in the area at least a fortnight ago. It was 3 weeks ago, and they filmed for 3 or 4 days, and there was so much material, and as people that are close to this problem are aware, that it has gotten so big with so many peripheral issues that have developed from the original contamination, the Four Corners people were overwhelmed. The producer rang me yesterday afternoon to let me know that all of the footage that they'd taken in Fullerton Cove, that they weren't able to use it simply because they just didn't have the time.
Yes, yeah. Look, obviously now that it's getting national coverage, what's your opinion? Do you think it will help your cause? Obviously the fact that it's out there, that the whole world knows about it now, will it impact the class action that's currently running in the High Court, in the Federal Court?
Well, I think it'll impact the class action. I think it'll impact the whole process. I mean, drilling right down to the core of this, our claim from the beginning was stop the leak and clean up the mess. And all the way along, the problems that you saw last night in dealing with defence that were exposed is exactly what we've been faced with. And as tragic as the story was last night, for people like us, there is some comfort in the fact that at long last, all of the things that we've been saying for the last 2 years are out there and shown to be true and correct. I mean, they didn't tell us when they could have. They haven't cleaned it up when they could have. They have not been truthful, and they're clearly uncaring.
Has there been much in the way of, well, correspondence or liaison between residents and defence recently, Lindsay?
No, there has not. We've been fighting with them right at the moment because we're going through our dry period, and every time somebody runs out of drinking water, we've got to chase them up to have water delivered. We've had people that have run out of water in their tanks that are just outside the exclusion zone, and Defence refused to provide them with tank water. So it's no change.
Right, and there's obviously been no discussion about compensation or perhaps buying people out up to now?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah. All right, look, thank you as always for your time. We'll certainly stay in touch, Lindsay, and, fingers crossed.
Okay, thanks, Richard.
Thank you. Lindsay Clout, spokesperson for the Fullerton Cove Residents Action.